about trance. Like I said before, it's the question that I get asked all the time. Probably the most asked question is, how do I put somebody into trance? How do I use hypnosis? Because that's really what most people are looking at, hypnosis. I've even got my trance shirt. Look at this. I got my trance shirt on. Now, I know some of you are thinking that's kind of stupid, and maybe it is. But the fact of the matter is that you can use just about anything to put somebody into a trance. And I'm going to give you some common sense approaches on how to do it. I'm going to give you some instructions. I'm going to give you some tasks to do that when you leave this session, when you get done with this week's session, that you're going to go out and apply. Now, if you have not been applying the last couple weeks, if you haven't been applying that information, you're wasting your time. Because you'll never get good at this if you don't apply the sessions. And I'm going to be honest with you and right up front with you and let you know that you need to apply it. That's why I did the boot camp. I didn't do the boot camp just to hear myself talk. Although, you know, I mean, some people might think that. But the fact of the matter is, I want you to get better at this. The only way you're going to get better is by taking these concepts and working with them. So let's get started now. You ever seen something like this? Pretty wild, huh? It's kind of a hypnotic pattern. I don't know if this comes out on video, but it should actually give the impression that it's moving. It's kind of like an optical illusion, but it's pretty cool. And matter of fact, I have this file downloaded on the site so you could use it. Or how about this one? This is one that we used to actually send out with one of our products years ago. These are hypnotic devices. Now, the reason I'm showing these to you on video, you'll notice we do the Blackboard sessions, and then I usually do a video where I can actually instruct a little bit and teach you face-to-face. Well, what I'm going to do, if everything goes right, is I'm going to actually hypnotize you right on this video, which would be pretty cool. All right, so this is a chart. So what are all the different ways that we could hypnotize somebody? There's so many different ways. Or put them into trance, let's say, because hypnotizing them is the process. Trance is just one step in order to get them hypnotized and then start implanting. I'm going to kind of give you the flow chart of what we're looking to do as we put somebody into a trance. But the best way to get good at doing trances is to do them on yourself first. That's the best way to do it. Now, last session, or the session on self-hypnosis, goes into really self-hypnotizing. And I gave a lot of great information out there, but you're going to be able to combine what I do here and really supercharge your self-hypnosis. Now, let's go over a couple things. Have you ever seen these things where the guy has the pendulum, right? You know, follow the pendulum. Do not move your eyes from the pendulum, right? You've seen that, or something similar to that in the movies or on a TV show, or maybe it was some type of stage hypnotist or something like that. And you figured, well, that's what I have to do. Well, the reason that they're doing that, number one, is that anytime you fixate on something, you go into a mild trance. Anytime you fixate on something and it's moving and your eyes kind of follow that movement, you become more involved in a trance. And if the person that is using that on you actually is conducting a hypnosis session or a trance session like they should, they can put you into a hypnotic trance. And I'm going to go over on our Blackboard session who's susceptible to hypnotic trances, how much, how so, you know, all the ins and outs. Because there are certain people that are highly suggestible. Those are the type of people that you can get to do all kind of crazy stuff. It's probably a smaller percentage of the population. I don't know what the percentages are, so I'm not even going to try to guess what they are. But I'm going to give you a way that you can kind of evaluate and see where you're at, and also see where your, let's say, your marks are at, or the people that you're looking to hypnotize are at, and so you can hypnotize them easier, because there are different strategies that you're going to use for different people. Now, when I talk about hypnotic influence, I'm talking about influencing somebody to come to our way of thinking, more so than a formal induction. Now, I will go into some formal inductions, and I'll even talk about that here and on some of the other modules in this particular training session, but I want you to understand that the way we're hypnotizing is covertly, which means we're doing it, and they don't really know it. So I'm not going to pull out this poster out of my pocket and say, hey, stare at this. Focus on this. Now that I brought this poster out, let me bring out this little baby. You've probably seen this book. Maybe you have this book. If you don't have it in hard copy format, you probably have it in electronic format. And what's part of this book is the 12 devices that almost instantly hypnotize. And this has the hypnotic devices that you can use to hypnotize yourself and others. Put yourself into a trance. Now, let's go into that trance process a little bit. And then I'm going to show you some very specific tools that you can use. And I want you to try each one. I want you to really experience this. Now, maybe you've been hypnotized before, but I want you to experience it for yourself. I want you to begin to really see what's going on there. Because when you prove it to yourself, then you have the confidence to go out and try it with other people. And that's really what I want you to have, is confidence. That's the biggest thing that I can give to you, is the ability to have confidence and belief in what we're doing here. So let's talk about a couple things. Now, anytime I have you, just focus on this pen. You see this pen? I'm holding it straight up and down. And as I move this pen from left to right and back and forth, as you focus on this pen, you begin to notice it. And you begin to see as much as you can about this pen. Now, that's somewhat of a hypnotic induction. It's trance-like. So you can use a pen. You could use your fingers and you can use your hands. Like I mentioned in the 12 Devices book, we talk about using your hands as transmitters. In the first video, I talked about pointing at somebody, pulling them over, stopping them. Those are all trance mechanisms. I like to say trance mechanisms because there's so many different trance mechanisms that are out there. You could take your pen or my pen or anybody's pen and you could look at it and you could set it on a desk and that could be your focal point. Whatever your focal fixation point is the point that you can be hypnotized. And what I want you to do is I want you to hypnotize yourself several times this week. I want you to put yourself in trance. Now, trance is a common thing. Anytime you're driving, you're probably in a trance, unless you're a new driver. When you've been driving for a while, you're doing several things at one time. It's automatic, and you're in a trance. You're driving, you're eating, you're listening to music, you're doing all this stuff. Some people are texting, which is illegal in most states now, dangerous. But the fact is, most people are doing multiple things while they're driving. And oftentimes, if you've ever been in a situation where you've driven past an exit, maybe 10 miles, and you don't even know how you got where you got, I'm going to tell you a really cool story. Is just one week ago, probably to this day or so, my wife and I were driving. We were coming back from dinner, and we were going to our house, a road that I've driven on many, many times before. I knew exactly where I was going. Exactly. And all of a sudden, we came to a stop sign, a four-way stop sign, and I stopped. I was thinking I was going left, but all of a sudden, I didn't know where I was. I mean, I hadn't been drinking even, but I did not know where I was. And I was in such a trance from the conversation that my wife and I were having that I literally was sitting at a four-stop sign intersection. It was at night, so it was dark, and I didn't know where I was. I really didn't. And I had to look at the signs and try to get my bearings. Okay, where exactly are we? How did we get here? My wife was paying attention to the conversation. She didn't remember turning, and I have no idea why I even turned because it's a straight shot to where I live. But here's the point. I was in a trance, and for whatever reason, I ended up wherever I ended up. My subconscious drove me there for whatever reason. Now, maybe I missed an accident or whatever, or hitting a dog or whatever the case might be. But here's the point. The point is my focus attention was so engrossed in what my wife and I were talking about, which I can't even recall what we were talking about, that I was on autopilot. And when I went back and drove the route back to where I actually live and went and retraced where I went, there was no reason why I should have done that. So I was in a trance. And the reason I bring that up is because you've probably had similar experiences in your life. And I want you to reflect back on those experiences and understand that that was a trance. Have you ever been in front of a television set, or have you ever seen somebody in front of a television set where you're talking to the person and they're like zombies watching the movie or whatever they're watching? Kids are really great with this, with cartoons. They're just watching cartoons. You could go like this, and they are still watching that cartoon. Again, it's trance. So we're conditioned from a very early age to go in and out of trances all the time. The reason I bring this up is because I want you to really see that this is a normal process. It's an everyday process. It's not something that's spooky or sneaky or weird or anything like that. But what I'm going to teach you to do is I'm going to teach you how to become a trance specialist so that you can put somebody to a trance whenever you want, whenever you desire. Now, here's the thing about putting somebody in a trance is that you want to make sure that you're doing it under the right circumstances. I believe and always teach win-win situation. Do not be putting anybody in a trance if it's not a win-win situation, because if you ever put somebody in a trance and you're looking to take advantage of them, you know, be prepared for bad karma, because that's just a terrible thing to do. And so I am teaching you some skills that you could use to manipulate somebody, but I believe that you'll use them in the right way, because I believe that the individuals that purchase my courses are good people, not bad people. And if you're a bad person, I want you to immediately just stop this, stop the boot camp at all, and just go do something else. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit about some of the other devices that we can use. Now, what are some other devices you can use? Obviously, a poster like this. How would you use this yourself? You would take this poster and you would just hold it out. Now, obviously, we've got studio lighting here, so it's a little bit bright. I would probably do more of a dim lit room, relax down, and I would stare at this for how length of time? It depends. Now, here's the other thing, is anytime you take something and you put it above eye level, it causes you to focus, but it also allows you to become in trance a lot faster, because physiologically looking up will cause your eyes to start to squint, and it'll put you into a trance state that much faster. So if you're using a design like this and you just tilt it a little bit above eye level, you're going to get a little better aspect of that, and it works extremely well. So what I want you to do is, I'm going to give you some of these trance mechanisms that are on the web page here that you can actually use. I want you to put yourself into a trance. Now, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do it in embedded commands or any type of induction or self-hypnosis or anything. Now, you can do that later. But what I want you to do is I want you to focus on getting into a trance and out of a trance. Now, getting out of the trance is very simply, you just say to yourself, I'm going to go into this self-induced trance for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to come out. I'm going to automatically come out, and your subconscious mind will cue you when that 5 minutes is, or you could set a timer or whatever the case might be. I mean, there's so many mechanisms you can use. Over the years, I've developed all kinds of systems designed to get me in and out of trances all the time. The alarm, my subconscious, whatever the case might be, I've done it because I want to become a specialist.